So this is a half an hour drawing, and I'd like to remind you, although I've already said it, that you're going to be building on your mark making. You've been experimenting with different kinds of mark. Now, you're probably drawing in pencil when you were drawing in charcoal. So say hi to your pencil, feel what it can do. It can do all kinds of different things. It's got all kinds of different capabilities, and you can draw with the side of it, you can make dots, you can make cross-hatching. There are so many different ways. You can draw hard, you can make conviction, you can use the confidence that you develop from really looking. Or you can draw very tiny, tentative, spidery lines. So explore your mark-making possibilities. And now I'd really like you to try very hard to get your figure in proportion, meaning that the head and the hands and the feet are the right size in relationship to each other. And is anyone familiar with measured drawing? Has anyone ever done this with a pencil? Now's a really good time to do that. So this is how I'm standing in your way. So I'm putting the top of my pencil level with the top of Lydia's head, and I'm closing one eye. And this doesn't work if your arm is bent. Your arm has to be completely straight. So the top of my pencil's level with the top of her head, and I'm wriggling my thumb down to be level with her chin, and I've got one eye closed. And that is one head measurement. Now I want to see how many times her head goes into her body. How many times do you think?
Seven.
Seven, six, let's see. From my perspective, it'll be different, slightly different from where you're standing.
Four. If you can't
really see her head because the structure's in the way, what should you measure? Draw what you can see. I'll come over and have a look because I'll see if I can help from there. One, two, three, four, five. Six. Yeah, I make it six from here. So before you do any more drawing, decide how big the head is going to be, put it on your paper, and then figure out exactly where the feet are going to be. Six, maybe six times the size of the head. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six. I'm squeezing through. Sorry. Right, great. Here we go. Okay. So, do this, close one eye, put it with the top of her head. I'm measuring her hair here. Okay, one, two, three. I'm about the middle of with her hand. Are you in about the middle of her hand?
No, it's a bit lower. That's five.
Because you're close to her. Right, okay. So you're going to have a really, you're not going to need... You're going to need to have quite a big mass of a head.
I can't draw like that. It's like the board's tipping up. I'm just spending my whole time just holding the board up.
Would you like to sit on the floor? Have you got a skirt on? Yeah, I think it would make it easier if you just sit with it on your lap while you're sitting drawing rather than...
Because I was like tipping down.
Yeah, I think get rid of the chair. Come on. Lean it on that if it's helpful. Sorry. Thanks for the heater. Okay.
No, don't let him run away, he's already stopped.
Is it still off?
I think so.
Shall I angle it? Are you happy with the angle or do you want it like that? Yeah.
Kids.
So measuring, is everyone all right? Is there anyone who would like me to talk through measuring? Because for me, it took me a long time. It's okay to need to have it explained and do it many times. People, can you decide where your feet are going to go? This is a good way of doing it. This drawing is divided into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sections. So if you draw a line where you think the feet are going to go, you'll be much more confident about recording the rest of the body. Let's see if it's early enough to start again. I'd like you to start again.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
But don't use another piece of paper, draw over it.
I'll draw over it. Her head needs to be a lot smaller.
This is going to be annoying, isn't it? So the kind of basic mechanics of drawing take a bit of getting used to. But if this is flat, you'll have one less stress.
Start higher.
Yes, please. And even smaller, a little bit smaller. A great way to get your model in proportion is to measure the head and how many times it goes into the body. And then the other one, which I'm going to request that you all do, is you need to make sure that you record this wooden frame that's around her. The drawing, everyone's drawing has to include this wooden frame. This is too small. You need to start. It's lovely, and it's way too small. So it's a shame. But I'd like you to start again, please. Yeah.
We'll make it bigger.
Yes. So this, she's going to fill the page. So her head's going to be big, and then have the space around her. So just right now, if you haven't already, start drawing the wooden frame. Look very carefully before you do, because although it's a series of very simple lines, they are in very particular places. So have a look and think about how to record one line at least so far from the structure, and make sure you get it in the right place. It might be a long vertical line, and it will help you a lot once you've got a few lines drawn in to compare and decide how big everything else should be in relationship. Get your structure in, get your wooden frame in, and it will help later on. Because all this brilliant, useful information in the negative spaces. So in the spaces between the structure and her arm, and the space in between her arm and her body, and the space between her legs. While it might be hard to draw her foot or her ankle, it might be easier to draw the space in between her feet. And to really do that, the structure is very important, the wooden frame. Good, I'm seeing a nice, good start in proportions drawing. This is quite small. And quite well proportioned. I'm looking at the size of her head,
yeah.
And then I'm measuring her bum.
Yeah.
And actually, it's wider.
The head?
The bum is actually a little bit, it's just a bit longer. And this is quite a mass. There's a real solid, weighted mass that's grounded here. And that's a brilliant, lovely line to draw. Are you sure you can see the knee from there? Let me just try and get my head where your head is. Can you see the knee?
Yeah.
Is this not in front of it?
No. Yeah. I can see it. And then a foot comes behind the wooden thing.
Okay, so good proportions. And now you've got a nice start for beginning to bring in the shade and the solidity and get that, decide where that is going to go. Have you worked out how many times her head goes into her body and where her foot should go?
Seven.
Can you draw a line where her foot should be? Do you know how to make that happen? Let's measure her. So I'm putting the top of my pencil level with the top of her head, and I've only works with my arms completely straight.
Okay.
And one eye's closed.
Okay.
This is technology. So top of my pencil's level with the top of her head. My thumb is level with the end of her hairline. About the last curl.
Oh, her hairline, okay.
Okay. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's like 5.
Yeah. It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
5 and a half, right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and a half.
So
She's a bit tall.
Yeah.
Maybe her legs are too long.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 6. Maybe it's more like 6. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, so her foot should go about there.
Mm-hmm. And this needs to be a bit shorter.
Let's see how many times her head goes into her arm.
Because her ankle's supposed to come like here. Yeah,
so her head goes into her arm. So yeah, so that arm's too long.
Yeah.
So I'm comparing. Can you do that? Compare her head with that part of her arm with her bicep. So arm straight.
Her head goes in like one and a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, not two. It needs to be like shorter here.
So this is all really good work. You're working in a really disciplined and considered and consistent, and you're being really honest and rigorous, and you know you have to make changes,
yeah.
And that's, and in the end you're really struggling to apprehend reality, and that's why we love looking at old master drawings, because
yeah.
we're trying to understand how their minds work, and we get evidence of that. Lovely.
I keep doing that.
Yeah, are you doing your arm straight? Are you
yeah.
making sure it's completely straight? Okay.
Yeah. And so what's like happening? 8. Is that because I'm looking up at
her? Let me try and see how many I get. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes,
yeah.
She's really close.
Yeah.
So you look like you've got everything in proportion. I'd really like to see where the top of the head is. Is there a mark on your drawing and a mark for the feet?
That's what I was trying to do, but I need to put the head in first, don't
I? Think
yeah.
it's going to be important. And to get the head in proportion, because you've done some lovely sensitive drawing here,
yeah.
I'd like you to figure out how big the head is in relation to the thigh.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because
yeah.
you know, let's say that will stay.
Yeah, because I've started off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you compare things to okay. now. You've got the top of your head in there. Is that her? Where's the actual top? There, great. And the foot?
I think it might be moving down a little bit.
Okay, so you've got into some sensitive drawing, but you haven't really mapped, you haven't done the mapping of how things compare to each other. And that's going to give you a nice, solid scaffolding for all this lovely sensitive drawing.
Okay.
They need to work in relationship with each other. So, get a sense of the size and the angle of her head, and look very, very carefully, look a few times, have a look where you're going to put it on the paper, have another look, and then record it. Just put a head. Let's get a head on there.
Okay.
Lots of headless drawings. Rectify that as soon as you can, please. If you know how big the head is, you can work out the size of the rest of the body. Otherwise, things are always going to change, and it's hard to know what is certain. Everything will be flexible, and we need some certainties. We need to draw some things and refer back to them. Sorry. You might lose the top of her head, you know? That'll be okay. Can I squeeze past here? Okay, you're not going to get her feet in.
No.
Did you measure this before you did any drawing?
No, not particularly.
What did you start with?
I started with the kind of, because I wanted to get the head in mainly.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do them, and then kind of the angle of the body, and then it goes down.
So you're drawing down from there. So you can see now from what's happened how important it is to map out
yeah.
where everything is before all this. And it sounds like it looks from your drawing that you got interested in this part. And it's quite
yeah.
beautiful and quite. And you've used lots of really interesting ways of making marks to describe the shapes. And that will all happen as well. So getting the really simple basics in first is really good. I might like, later we're going to do a bit more of extending the drawing,
okay,
so
yeah.
this is a good time to do that.
Alright, okay.
Yeah, at least just have it there. I think it will really help you psychologically to have everything, something whole and in proportion.
Can I have another bit of paper, I think? There's a bit on for me, at least 30, but
yeah, are they blank on the other side?
There,
yeah, That's giving it some texture. It's quite good. Is there anything on there? Yeah, use that. You can also, by the way, very importantly, measure long ways, or measure across. So if you're sure about the size of her head, you can measure, you can see how many times the width of Lydia's head goes into her body. So to get things in proportion width-ways as well as from top to bottom. Now, as soon as you can, draw part of the wooden structure. I'd like some more structure in your drawings. So if the model is floating in space, it's not, she's not here, she's not in the studio, she's not in a context, in a relationship to her surroundings. And when you put the structure in, not only can you measure and can see better the size and the shape and the angle and the proportion and the relationship, all the other pieces of all the other parts of her body, but you've got a sense of, this is here, this is now, this is only going to happen once. This is your life drawing day. It's a really magical moment. Everyone's here with their easels in the studio. This has been happening for hundreds of years. This is a time to record what's happening now. What can you see in this space? Put the body, put the walls, put the floor. It's one of the things that we're marking on, and it's one of the things that we really pay attention to, is the body in space. Depicting form and space is here, it's written on the brief. So if you've got one or two lines from the wooden frame, add a few more now. This is a wonderful, chaotic structure made by one of our technicians. They've taken a lot of time over this. And if anyone's ever seen the Francis Bacon Screaming Pope paintings, but we're making reference to that. Do some measuring. Have you done any measuring?
A tiny bit.
Are you? Is there anything that you think isn't
this
working?
Too long, short, that's too short.
Okay. Well, how are we going to rectify that? What should we do?
I don't know.
Let's say that the head is the right size.
Right.
Shall we do a bit of measuring? Let me see. I'm trying to get my head exactly where your head is, and I've put the top of my pencil level with the top of your head. And I'm going to measure her. Yeah, well, from her neck, the torso, so from the nape of her neck to her elbow is the same measurement as her head. So there, to there. So that elbow should be where my thumb is. Should we do that? Can I ask you to do that here?
Yeah.
Just see if you get the same information that I did by doing the same thing that I just did. If your arm's completely straight and one eye is closed, you put the top of your pencil level with the top of the model's head.
Mm-hmm.
And then put the top of your pencil level with the nape of her neck and measure whereabouts on her torso it comes to. And is it relating to any other part of her body?
It's just above her elbow.
Just above her elbow. So let's have a look on your drawing and say, with our head measurement, lovely. And then we'll put this there.
So her elbow should be about there.
Should be about where my thumb is.
Oh, okay, that got it differently.
Can you do that measurement again and make sure that you...
No, for the neck, it's at the back. The
sorry, I mean here.
Oh, right.
Arm straight. The top of your pencil is level with the top of her head, and your thumb is level with where her hair ends.
Yeah.
And then put the top of your pencil level with where her hair ends.
It's still well above her elbow.
It's well above her elbow.
Yeah.
So okay. Yes, it is, isn't it? So yeah. We've got a like, kind of a head yeah. and a half, so head and about there. So her elbow should be about here.
Mm. Yeah, look. Yeah. Okay.
So you can carry on using that that measuring.
Mm.
And that's the most important thing, getting things measured and getting things in the right place.
Yeah.
Because you've got some really lovely tonal drawing going on here, and you're using different tones, and you've got the structure in, and this is all lovely, well observed. So you know you can draw.
Yeah.
And now's time to change things.
Yeah.
And it's actually very interesting for us when we see your drawing to see someone's mind working. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. I've understood that this is wrong, and I'm going to prepare to change it, and that's very yeah. interesting and a worthwhile process. I mean, a very, very. And no one can make sense of reality. We're always processing it and trying to make our own sense. So change this. And don't rub it out, just change it.
Mm, yeah.
And then change, and then everything else will be different. So this is very wide compared with that. And I would like to know if it's correct by doing this. Or measuring like that, doing this long ways, it's her head long ways.
Yeah.
And then measuring. So you've got this about two. Would you say that was right?
No.
Can you check it?
Yeah.
It's about 1.5. So put your pencil on there, on measure her head long ways, and then go and put it on the right part of her body.
It's a bit over.
Okay, and then also think about, you're saying the torso is too long, so think about where her waist should be. Yeah. So her elbow should be here. Where should her waist be? Where should her knees be? That's what I'd like you to work on now.
Yeah, okay.
So there's just going to be a series of lines.
Yeah.
And remember where they are, what this symbolises, yeah, elbow. Remember, yeah. Great. Okay, can I ask you just to put your drawing implements down for a minute and stand up? And if there's anyone got a camera with them? So if you've got your camera with you, I'd like you to get up and take some photographs. And if you don't have your camera, I'd like you to come and stand and walk around Lydia and have a really close look. So everyone put your drawing implements and your drawing boards down and come and have a look. So it's going to be like tiptoeing over all these hazards, but do be careful and come and have a close look. Just stand up and go and have a look, because looking is what we're doing. Looking is the thing. So we're just going to simply look. But for the model, come and stand and walk around. So we're going to start circling around. So let's start walking around, having a look, have a close look, because there's all this information that you can't see from where you're sitting. So at the moment, I'd like you to particularly look at the negative spaces. So really, really looking. So as soon as you can, get in line and start walking around. Look at the model. And look at the negative spaces. Look at the mass. Look at the way her feet are firmly planted on the ground. Look at the way her hand is holding this frame very definitely here. The negative space. What do I mean by the negative space? This space here, this space here, all the shapes around Lydia that are not Lydia really help us to understand the shapes of her body, because they are quite simple. And we always have this idea, oh, I think I know what an arm looks like, or I think I know what a foot looks like, and a foot's hard to draw, or an arm's hard to draw. But actually, this is a particular cylinder at a particular angle, and we can think of it like that. And how that is described by the negative space can help us to see what's really there. So let's keep moving around. So looking at the shapes around Lydia's body. So looking at her, looking at the model, not looking at anything else. Just keep looking. Can we keep moving? Can you just shuffle? If you can't move, just shuffle. Has no one got a camera? Yep, so come and take some photos. Can you keep moving around? Just keep shuffling forward and we keep moving around. So, and when you've had a look, just when you've walked around, then you can come and sit back down again. And if you can't move, just stand there and look. This is all about looking. Is it a quite strange feeling, Lydia? Seen it all before. Okay, so yeah, when you've had a look, come and sit back down. It's not easy to circle around, clearly. I'd like to see what's a bit more planted in the foot, something on the ground. And is the foot the in proportion to the head? Have you measured?
I think I need to make the head a bit bigger because the whole body's, I think.
Right, okay.
So I was just about to do that.
Yeah, good. Good thinking. So you should have fresh eyes now. What did you find out? Did you see anything? Did you learn anything new? Come back again with slightly different eyes. You've been looking and looking and looking, then you had a break, you saw it in a different perspective. What really needs resolving? Just one thing. Have a look at your drawing and just think about one thing that you really need to make more as you see it, more as it is. Especially thinking about the right sizes and the right angles of things in relation to each other. Talking about angles, arms that are coming towards you, that are what's called foreshortening, are notoriously difficult to draw because we think that that's a long cylinder, but actually, if we're at a certain angle, it could be more like a sphere. So think about the angle of things. And one way to do that is to think, well, am I drawing this arm in the right angle? And compare it to a vertical line, or compare it to another line. Or you can even put your pencil out and try and get your pencil at exactly the same angle as her arm, and then put the pencil back on the paper and see if it's the same angle. So you're doing really well with the general overall proportions. Let's get into the detail of angles and shapes. Lovely.
These bones around here, yeah, the hip bones. Feel them on yourself, go on, feel them. What are they like, yeah? That's what you need to describe, yeah? This, I can feel this, look. Yeah, feel it on yourself. Right, feel it, yeah? Now imagine what you can see there, okay?
Sorry, can I squeeze past? Is it okay if we make this a bit longer? Give it another 10 minutes? Yeah. Good work. And I would like you to carry on with this amount of attention. Keep really focusing to get things in the right place. It's really good work. Really worthwhile. It's a worthwhile struggle. Later, we can think about tone, we can think about mass. Why do you think?
Like that?
Yeah.
It's like a different angle and it's like, it seems too short. I don't think.
Do you think this arm is too short?
Yeah.
How can we find out? Should we measure it in comparison to the size of the head? Yeah, make sure your arm is totally straight, otherwise it gives you faulty information. It all changes every time. So you put the top of your pencil level with the top of her head?
Yeah.
Have you got one eye closed? Yes. Yeah. Okay, so you've got a head measurement.
Yeah,
okay. Right. And then have a look at, have you measured her arm?
Yes.
So how? How much is it?
One and a half of them.
Great. And so do that again. You show me again where that. So that, yeah. So that's one and a half. That would be two, right?
Yeah.
So this is what? One.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one. So one and about half. So do you think her arm? So do you think it's too narrow?
Maybe.
Should we compare the size? The width of her head, sideways. Look, I've got my pencil this way this time. Okay. Yeah. So it's way too narrow. It's the right length, but it's way too narrow. Yeah.
Okay, dope.
And while you're doing that, look at the space in between her arm and the.
It's changed to further away now.
What shape is that? Not only are you during making her arm wider, you're making this shape the right shape.
Okay,
and
so
then think about where.
Got to straighten that up as well.
And also, where does her body join onto her arm? This looks a bit, for this point to be there,
it's
this looks a bit high.
Yeah, it's
so you're doing good work, you're thinking about everything in relationship to each other. I'm looking at this.
Yeah.
What do you see when you look at that? Would you measure it in comparison to the head and see if you've got if you need to make it wider or longer? Have you done any of this? Can you try it with this arm? See if you can. That's it. So if you've got, and close one eye. Okay. And then, actually you do it yourself because it would be a bit crazy if I always have to put my hand over your eye. Okay, so put your top of your pencil level with the top of her head. And then, let's do it that way. Get her, the width of her head. And then look at the elbow, the arm that you're trying to draw, which bit of it, like the front of the forearm, the middle of the forearm. And then compare it to the size of her head. Go and put the head measurement level with that part of her arm. Okay, so that's one head. That's about, where's about half of her head? Can you do that with your pencil? So say that's there and put your thumb there. So that's the size of her head. Hold it there. Lovely. And then go and hold it on top of the arm. Is that the part of the arm you were measuring?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and now measure this part of her arm. Straighten your arm. So that is that in the right place, and that's the edge of it. And the other thing that can give you information is the shape of the negative space in between her arm and her body. And also the shape in between her arm and that vertical line right behind her. So, like, just on the top here, draw for me the shape of the space in between her body and her arm. Lovely. And then draw the shape just up there as well of the space between her arm and the vertical pole that's right behind her. Can you, is there a relationship between those two things from where you're standing? Is there a relationship between her arm and any other part of the wooden structure? Okay, so can you draw next to that, up here, in the same lovely fluid way that you did, the shape of that bit of her arm in relation to some part of the structure? Great. So these shapes are really guides for you. They're important. Yeah. Try and get them right. Well done. And have you got a sense about the width?
No, I didn't.
Should we have a go with that? Should we both do this?
And then start talking about head.
With the now we're doing the measuring the sides of her head.
Yeah.
So. And now her hips.
About double.
I make it about one and a third. I think you've got it about, I think it might be a little bit too wide. And then, if you're going to be quite confident about that, I would have a look at, well, what's the relationship between that and this?
Okay.
That'd be a bit different.
Do I start in the, there, in the middle now?
Change that. Do the measurement that we just did a couple more times, okay. So you're confident.
Yeah.
And then change the size of her hips. You're not going to change it very much.
Yeah.
And then measure this how it should be in relationship to the size of her hips. Measure this how it should be in the size of her hips,
cool.
And you're doing really well.
Thank you.
Don't use that anymore. Great. Still got your feet on there. Let's have them, come on. Let's move this for a minute. Can you hold it while I tape it on? Okay. You can move it again. That would be a proper whole body. How are you getting on?
Okay.
Can I come and stand on the other side of you so I can see more what you see? How do you think it all relates to each other size-wise? Have you been measuring?
I measured the head and then I stopped there.
Okay, so you didn't get the feet in?
No, not I.
So let me see, I'm gonna measure, measure the top of her head. Can you measure with me? Let's put arms completely straight. Measure a pencil the top of her head and then my thumb is level with her chin. And I'm gonna take it down. So now the top of the pencil is level with her chin and my thumb is level with her breast. And now it's level, the top of my pants is level with her breast, and now my thumb is level with her top of her hip. Can we count that? One, two, three, four, five, and a bit. One head, okay? One, two, three, four, five, and a bit. So her feet should be about here. So her head is way too small for the size of her body. Can I ask you to measure it so you get what I'm talking about?
Like that?
Yeah, straight, arm straight, one eye closed, brilliant. And then you've put the pencil level with the top of her head. And see how, and then your thumb level with her chin. Great, that's one head move measurement. Now how many times does it go into her body? So put one, two, three, four, five. Okay, now put your top of your pencil level with the top of her head. And now put your thumb level with her chin. And do the same thing again. Two, three, four, five. So her whole body should get into, and her foot should be there.
Yeah.
So what does this tell us?
That it's too big.
Yeah. And it's a lovely world of draw. It's lovely drawing. You've got lovely shapes. And I'd like you to try and get her feet in. So another drawing on top of this one, but the head stays the same. And you'll find that you've got some things right. So put some feet in. Can you see the feet from where you're standing? Almost.
Almost, yeah.
So this time you do it very relaxed. This takes a lot of energy going. Don't draw like that, draw like this. And the way that you can be so confident to draw like that is because you've really, really looked. You're going to say, okay, I can see, I'm looking, let's look together. I'm really looking at her armpit here. I'm really looking at the shapes underneath her armpit and the way it joins into her torso, joins into her hand there. I'm really looking and I'm getting it. I'm getting the shape of her shoulders. I'm getting her chest and I'm thinking I'm seeing it, I think I'm getting it right. Which you have, but the size is different. So do it like this with less lines, just one. For each line that you see.
Okay.
I'm gonna watch you. So what's level with that part of her body? Her nipples?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you wanna draw that bit? So from looking at her head, look at her head on the real life. And then keep your hand on the page and looking at her. Put your hand, your drawing here. Put your pencil here. And look at that part of her body. Look at this bit, where her shoulder begins. And then draw what you see until you get the nipples, you get to about the nipples where you've measured that they should be. Lovely. Okay, come back to the chest now. Don't worry about that bit for now. There's, on the chest, there are all kinds of very subtle shadows and subtle tones and shades that you can draw. So is that about where you wanted it to be? Where did we put a mark where the nipples should be? Oh, let's do that then. So one, two, it should be about like so. That's too low. But your drawing, your observing is really wonderful. So that's the next challenge, is to combine your really close observation and your lovely mark making with that part of her body in the right place, and then the next bit in the right place. It's going to be very simple light drawing on top of the one that you've got. Do you want to take a minute break?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, just Should you want me to tape where your feet are?
Sure.
Say that again?
I hold more than 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I use your masking tape, please?
Okay. You pass the masking tape there. Thanks. Do you want me to tape your hands as well? No, because I already moved.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm sorry.
It's okay, we'll help you figure it out if it's... We've got lots of records. Okay.
Done?
Yeah. So, Wild Model has 1 minute break. Would you like to have a look at what each other's drawing, how each other's drawing, how it's going? The multitude of different ways you can make marks, the different modes that particularly I'd like you to have a look at, the way other students have handled this one thing. How have they handled putting the model in space? How have they placed her? And have a look at other people's drawings. Don't feel mean just getting up and having a look. Just walk around and have a look. It's fine. Yeah, please go ahead. Anyone needs to do that, it's a good time to do that. Yes, of course. Do you know where you can do it? There's a place in the toy ladies' toilet. You're right. Do you want to have a look at what other people have done? Have a go and have a look around. Yeah, you're welcome. Go down and yeah, good time to do. Yeah.
Draw it up. It's bigger, just smaller.
Hmm.
We can maybe.
From where I'm sitting, it looks alright when I'm sitting there.
And now you're saying, what are you seeing?
The legs are too small.
The legs are too small, yeah. I think that you could change the size of the head, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, that you won't have to redo the whole thing, that it's just the head that it could change. And it's all good this time to make these kind of changes. I'll show you some pictures of artists who do that all the time. Yeah, it's fine. Or you can go to the ladies. No, they just change it all the time because we can't get it right first time. What happened there? It's so fascinating because this is a great master, is Degas.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. This is somebody who's highly acclaimed, that everyone acknowledges as a really great draftsman. And he didn't see it correctly the first time. And it's almost more interesting to get an insight into this really difficult process of trying to record reality.
Mm.
No one has a clue what reality is and how it looks and how you can really... We're all trying, and everyone... And the record of someone trying is fascinating.
Oh,
so just keep changing it.
Mm-hmm.
That struggle is what we're looking for. That one?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one.
It's good, actually.
I'm gonna get a drink
Do you want to have a little bit longer break because people are still... Oh, you draw it. You're drawing? Okay, no, you're perfect, Lydia. Thank you. Look, just want to show you Dega. There's a different one I wanted to show you. Hold on. I wanted to show you evidence of great masters always changing their drawings and saying, I've got that wrong, and rubbing it out and drawing it differently. Yeah, it's fine. That's what I really want you to not worry and not use the rubber too often. This foot, look at this. Many feet. How are you? You look a little bit disturbed.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And what particularly are you going to change?
I think the bottom bit, feet, I've had real problems getting that right. I mean, that bit's okay.
Okay, so what is it about the feet that is worrying you?
They're just... I did them too small, first of all, but then like when I measured it, it was a lot longer, and I still think they need to be bigger than they are.
Okay, so measuring... Are you measuring with charcoal or a pencil?
Pencil.
Good,
generally.
That makes it a lot easier. And then because this is completely foreshortened from where you're standing.
Yeah.
So in some ways, this is more of a sphere.
Okay.
Than a.
And they're different now, I think.
So I taped them, so they should be pretty.
I know. I did them earlier, and then I just don't want to work.
Oh, I see. Well, you have worked very hard for a long time, so it's a very focused activity.
My brain gone a bit, but I don't know, because I usually do really messy big things. I was trying to do it last time we did life drawing in the drama thing. I was like overworking it.
Right.
So this time I've tried to like stop myself.
Good.
But I really just want to add some more dark.
Look at this. It's okay to keep changing it. That's Dega. So if he can draw a leg 8 times, you can. I think that it's great that you're saying you don't want to overwork it. You've got an approach with this. You know, you're learning. You're forcing yourself to do something that you're not comfortable with. And I'd like you to spend some time not drawing at all and just looking at the feet. Go and have a look at them. Get down close and have a look at her feet.
Can I do like a close-up drawing of her feet?
Yeah. Well, I think it's really... I was about to suggest you start another drawing, but because of the degree of how you've worked and how well-proportioned the middle of it is, I think that you'd make a real achievement if you actually work on the feet.
Thank you.
Look at this. Look at how mass, there's a real mass, it's very heavy.
Yeah.
And it's
like
these two shapes.
The weight isn't in the feet at the bottom, it kind of cuts off. Like
I agree. Let's go and look at, let's stand where you're drawing from.
Sorry, but it's kind of...
Do you see this? This?
Yeah.
That he's drawn here?
Mm.
Two separate things.
Yeah.
This solid heel, that's weighted, and then... toes on either side. Do you see that from here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, just this might really help then.
Okay. I see it slightly.
It's very simple. You've drawn a lot here, so.
Yeah.
Let the lines, take something away and let the lines be very few and very simple and very confident, and then leave it. Look and be really sure and careful
really
about what you're seeing.
Trying to find the balance between like doing too much and then not doing enough.
Yeah, you're working something that's uncomfortable for you, and it means you're learning. And also, this kind of thing makes a difference. If it's on, you don't have to stress out all the time about your drawing not being stuck on your board. Great, just some face. Okay, let's not draw a face, let's draw some shadows and some shapes. Let's have a look at the darkest part of her face. So you've got the hair, that's great. You've got the ear. You know the exercise we were doing today earlier where you just really, really look? That's how to draw the face.
Can I like practice drawing it in like a corner or something?
Great, yeah, that would be great. How are you?
What should I do
next?
Is there something bad pointing here? Like body is long. Or...
Have you measured?
A little bit, but I miss. I think they're equal.
Did you use a pencil?
No.
Okay. Do you have a pencil?
Yes.
Put the pencil like this, and put your thumb level with her chin. This thumb, level with her chin, lovely. And the top of the pencil level with her head. Is your arm straight? Okay. And then that looks about right. And how many times does her head go into her body? So one, so this, we're gonna move this down, so that's one. And then maybe, I'll show you how I do it. So I put my head, my pencil, the top of it, level with the top of her head, and my thumb level with her chin, and that's one head measurement. So now I'm going to see how many times her head goes into her body. So two, and now my thumb is level just with the top of her breast, and I'm moving it down three, it's just underneath her hand, four, where the frame meets her hip, five, knee, six, and then it disappears behind that, but I can't see anymore. This is it, like this. One, two, so that's in about the right place. Three, four, and then up to here is about the right size, and then this is getting too big.
Yeah, I couldn't see that down.
You knew that, didn't you? Can I come squeeze past? It's like doing yoga. Okay.
I couldn't see that.
Good, but this is about right, and then this gets too big.
Yeah, I know.
So you've seen that, and you would like to change it.
But it's hard to like connect the body. See the connection, the both leg and this one.
Say that again.
So my head is really small, so it's hard to like. I can't see like upper.
You can't see up.
Yeah.
So you want to maybe make the head bigger.
Head bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought we should make the head small.
Well, the head is, if the head is small, then this body is too big. Yeah. One, two, three, four, five, six. So the feet should be about there. And it be narrower. So here one. So her head is wide. Hold on. Okay, everyone, the clock in here is wrong. It's lunchtime. So you can finish this off after break. You can stay and work on it now, and you can work a little bit more on it after break, yeah.